Congressman Patrick Murphy is touting the support of environmentalists. The Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate says if elected, he would push to clean up the waters in South Florida affected by toxic blue-green algae. Murphy says he'll push for bills in the Senate that would combat the blue-green algae plaguing the Treasure Coast by supporting plans to move the affected waters south.
We need to, you know, also do everything we can, making sure that we are identifying the correct land, not only for storage, but for sending this water south. That is the long-term plan here. And, you know, unfortunately, the Army Corps of Engineers basically re-irrigated the Everglades, 800 years ago, and we're still dealing with the consequences of that.
Murphy also calls for federal funding to protect Florida estuaries that spill out into the ocean and to repair the Herbert Hoover Dike. But Murphy isn't the only candidate focusing on the state's algae bloom. On his visit to the Treasure Coast in July, Republican Senator Marco Rubio supported Martin County's request for a state of emergency and pushed for the Army Corps of Engineers to stop the discharges from Lake Okeechobee. The Corps announced plans to reduce water flowing from the lake the following day. For WFSU News, I'm Tori Whitley.